Trump credits tariffs for revitalizing steel industry. Rome, GA, President Donald Trump held a rally February 19 at the Coosa steel plant to celebrate a resurgence in business after he implemented tariffs on steel and other products last year. "I'm looking at all this steel and equipment that just went up because of our tariffs," Trump said while greeting the audience. "Thanks to what I call the Trump tariffs, business at Coosa Steel is booming again." Steel workers told the Epoch Times that shifts were limited in prior years when business slowed down, but since the tariffs took effect, there are more opportunities to earn money than ever before. "Our trucks are rolling out of here at near max capacity every day," Jeffrey Shook said. "It can't get much better than it is right now for us." Another veteran at the plant, Tyler King, said, "Business is climbing every day." Colleague Cody Cromer said the crew was surprised by the visit and excited to see the president in person. Andrew Seville, president of Coosa Steel, told the crowd that Trump's policies spurred significant economic activity. He highlighted the domestic origin of every piece of steel used by the company. "That's all we keep in all of those warehouses. All of it is American-made," Seville said. Trump said his administration is working to reverse the impact of President Joe Biden's trade policies. "Our tax cuts, regulation cuts, energy price cuts, and job-creating trade policies are rapidly pulling America out of the economic disaster," he said. The president highlighted a list of economic achievements from his second stint as commander-in-chief. With tax season underway, he told the crowd that refunds will be bigger than last year. "Tax cuts passed in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act will save Georgia families slightly more than $3,000, according to a statement from the White House. Adjustments to the tax code will protect more than 200,000 jobs," the White House calculated. "Wages are also increasing by approximately $6,700 per worker over the next few years," officials estimated. Multiple business ventures slated for the Peach State are expected to boost the economy. A newly announced project, part of a $550 billion trade deal with Japan, will develop a manufacturing facility to produce synthetic diamond grit for industrial applications. Additionally, Amazon Web Services is expanding its footprint in Georgia with an $11 billion investment. Salesforce and JS Link are adding more than 200 jobs each in the state with expansion plans. Brandon Beach, the first U.S. treasurer from Georgia, opened the festivities with a speech about energy and infrastructure development plans. "We're going to be oil dominant," Beach said, predicting gasoline prices below $2 per gallon in the near future. Gas currently costs about $2.71 per gallon in Georgia, 40% lower than its peak during the Biden administration. He endorsed District Attorney Clay Fuller, who is vying for former Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's vacant House seat, and spoke at the event, which was in the congressional district. "We're going to win this, and we're going to go to Capitol Hill and be a warrior for Northwest Georgia and be a warrior for this man," Fuller said. "And we will never stop fighting for the MAGA movement and President Donald Trump." Trump's administration allocated $1 billion to healthcare facilities and communities statewide, with $218 million earmarked for rural areas. State officials called for localized approaches that mirror the administration's strategies. "The model he's doing at the national level are all things we're going to adopt here at the state level," said Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, who is running for governor, while emphasizing a need to ensure electoral integrity. Republican State Senator Steve Gooch, who is running for lieutenant governor, told the Epoch Times his plan is to make Georgia great again, mirroring Trump's "Make America Great Again" agenda after Biden's presidency, which he said negatively impacted the state. "If you believe in your leadership and you believe in capitalism and the principles of our republic form of government, then we're going to be a great country again, and Donald Trump's put us back on the trajectory to do just that," Gooch said. The president also invited the U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas, NFL Hall of Fame legend Herschel Walker, and University of Georgia Bulldogs quarterback Gunnar Stockton to the stage to share their perspective. "Vote the correct way, because we want to save America," Walker said.